Young or old, dunked or sprinkled, sovereign or sponsored, we who are baptized are transformed and ever transforming into the people that today's reading from Ephesians implores us to be. At first glance, this lesson from the epistle looks like a list of rules for being a Christian. The writer says, don't lie. Don't let anger cause you to sin. Don't steal. Don't say hateful things. And don't be bitter. But the key to this passage really is not a laundry list of exhortations. It is a picture of what we might be like if in baptism we truly die to self and are recreated, reborn, repurposed for the building up of God's kingdom. Now, I know that the concept of being born again may be a touchy subject for us Episcopalians. No doubt the phrase leaves a bad taste in my mouth. But I think it's time we reclaim an understanding of dying to sin and being born to life in Christ that is not about being better than other people, but about being better versions of ourselves for the sake of other people. The writer of Ephesians, possibly Paul, does not tell us not to steal so that we can sit high and lofty on a throne. We are told not to steal so that we can work honestly with our own hands, so we have something to contribute to the needy. We're not told that we cannot be angry, but rather that we should use our passion and our anger for the betterment of God's people, not for the hardening of hearts. And we are told that our speech, unless it is kind and genuine and truthful, is destructive and useless. We're all familiar with the line, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Well, that phrase seems to be inspired by this pericope. In this way, the works described are not merit badges set out for us to achieve. Rather, they are marks of a new life given to us in baptism. They are not benchmarks, they are brands. And brand loyalty here is more than a pun. It is an existential position for those who are marked as Christ's own forever. Today we receive Oliver into the household of God, acknowledging that being a Christian is about being kind to one another and loving one another. Imitating God by imitating Christ, who broke bread with outcasts and sinners, healed the sick, and proclaimed good news to the poor. We are born again not for our own self-satisfaction or our own salvation, certainly not for our own self-edification, but for the good of humanity in relationship with God. We follow Paul's lists of don't do this in the passage from Ephesians for at least three reasons. First, we are a new creation. By virtue of our baptism, we are cleansed from sin and born again, that we may continue forever in the risen life of Christ. Second, we are part of the body of Christ, and therefore members of one another. If we lie to one another or hurt one another, we are truly only lying to and hurting ourselves. And third, because we acknowledge that Christianity is an ongoing encounter with a living and loving God. And we grieve not the Holy Spirit by turning away from those things which are named in Paul's list of don't do this. Instead, we turn toward kindness, tender-heartedness, forgiveness, and self-sacrificing love. Today, as we baptize Oliver and renew our own baptismal covenant, I ask you all to consider this reading from Ephesians not as a list of commands for the sake of judgment, not as a list of ways to be better than other people, but rather as a map, an image, an example of how we are to live into the identity we have chosen in baptism and into the identity that we choose to live in every day thereafter, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.